don't settle for anything in your life. You get it all. Get it all. If healing, then make sure you get all of that healing. If it's restoration, get it all. If it's that job you've been waiting for, wait until you get it all.
When you have the proper tools, you can accomplish much. It works the same way in the kingdom of God. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and let's learn which spiritual tools help you receive everything you need so you can succeed. Now here's Kenneth.
John chapter 16. Now look at the 13th verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. But now listen, whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Now, is Jesus your Lord and your Savior?
Yes.
Is he not responsible then for your life? Is he not responsible for the leadership of your life to lead you and train you and guide you and see to it that you're where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing, prospering, and in every way in your life delivered and redeemed from the powers of the curse? Because he was made a curse for you. But if you're not hearing it, you all drifting around out there somewhere in Dodoville when you should have been way over here somewhere on the road of life. Hallelujah. And that's what the scripture calls it, the road of life, in a new way. Hallelujah. That's really the problem. That's the reason so many Christian people, you can't tell any difference between them and the world, because they're so burdened under the same curse everybody else is. Why? Because they made their own plans. And so much of the time we trained our children to think that way. Now, we're not in the world. We have a preordained plan that is absolutely magnificent. God, in his plan before the foundation of the world, has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I mean, he made every person ever to be born into this earth richer and wealthy beyond your wildest imagination. And the Garden of Eden was only the beginning. That should have been the absolute worst condition that man would ever know. It is all uphill from there. Until the curse came in here. Well, God's never changed his mind. He's the same. He never changes. He was right the first time. He doesn't have to alter it. Amen. So, when you tell your child, now, baby, you get you a good education and you can just be anything you want to be. Wrong. No. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Amen.
You seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things be added to you. Now look at this. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Spirit does not have a hearing problem. Jesus does not have a speaking problem. He is doing his part as Lord, Head, Advocate, General Melchizedek of the church. He's doing his job. The Holy Ghost is doing his job. You and I have been too spiritually dense to hear. If anybody has a hearing problem, it's me. No, I can't blame it on God. I can't find fault with God. It isn't that he isn't talking. It isn't that he isn't healing. It isn't that he isn't prospering. It's the fact that people are not hearing it.
That's right.
That ain't all that hard to figure out. I just don't know why God didn't do that for me. He did it for this. Could it be? Is there a slight chance that it wasn't God, it is you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He went one way, you went the other. Well, after all, I mean, that's with him. Quit excusing yourself. And you say, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I change it now.
Amen.
Amen. Permission to be healed, sir. By my stripes, you were healed. Thank you, sir. I'm healed. Thank you. I believe. I will. I take it. I have it. Thank you. Yeah. Soldiers in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Change your whole outlook on life. But look at this. Now look here. We're still here in this 16th chapter. I want to just ease over there. And he will show you things to come. Whoa. What can you do with that? Oh, yeah. God starts guiding you. I'm telling you, he can take $1.50 and take care of you with it for the rest of your life. Because he knows where this is going.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. But now, hey, I told you now. You're going to stir yourself up and believe the rest of this. I mean, this turns into, oh, brother, come on, you came in. Yeah. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now, wait. All things. Things. T-H-I-N-G, things. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, said I, he will take of mine and show it to you. All things that the Father has is available to me.
Hunger.
Oh, yeah. When I was growing up in church, I never heard any of that, man. Wow. Ain't nobody ever told me that. Amen. They told me you ain't gonna never mount nothing. And I believed them there for a long time. So I did my best not to amount to anything. And I was good at it. Until I got hold of this book. Oh my goodness. He'll glorify me. He'll receive of mine and show it to you. He'll show you things to come.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now go with me to the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. You'll notice those of you that are partners, if you remember, this is one of the scripture references that I put at the bottom of every letter I write you every month, third chapter of Ephesians. And there's a reason for that. And let's go down to the 14th verse. Now, this is a prayer. For this cause, I bow my knee. Now, read this very, very carefully. Watch the way these words. I mean, I've checked these things out. I've looked at the concordance. I've looked at the Greek. It is exactly right. I bow my knees unto the Father. of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth. It don't happen after you get to heaven. It starts here on the earth when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. This is a heavenly grant. I sat down and wrote it all out one time, years and years and years ago. Heavenly grant. I still do that. Gloria and I will sit down. The way we have always increased the income of this ministry was not by writing appeal letters or anything like that. We sat down and wrote out our heavenly grant that from this time forward, this ministry must have so much per month, and it going from this place up to this place, and this is our heavenly grant. And we read this scripture, and then we go to John 16:23 in the Amplified Bible. It said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will grant it you. And you go to Mark 11:24 in the Amplified, and Jesus said, therefore, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe they are granted to you, and you shall have them. Now, we settle that heavenly grant and lay it up there before the Lord and begin to give praise for it. I believe, I will, I take it now. I take my raise. Thank you. Amen. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Who? Not according to the flip-flop of the economy, but according to his riches in glory. Now listen to this. I'm telling you this, you're getting stronger by the verse. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. That word translated might is translated a Greek word that means the supernatural ability to accomplish anything, whether it's possible or impossible. You remember the scripture in 2 Corinthians where it says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Same word. And here it is giving you a grant to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man, that the anointing may dwell in your heart by faith. Now look at this scripture right here, because this is going to take us somewhere. That you being rooted, this is at the root of your life, rooted and grounded in love. Have faith in love. How do you do that? Well, you know, it is not a divine suggestion. It is not optional. It is a commandment that you believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another as he gave commandment. How did he give commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, and love the brethren even as I have loved you. That's the commandment. That needs to be right up in the forefront of your thinking, because faith worketh by love. Everything works by love. Why? Because God is love. So, rooted and grounded in it, solid, fastened to it. And until you get this settled in your life. You go before God, you take communion, and you settle it. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord, and you have a direct command from the commander-in-chief himself, and you receive it. Yes, sir. This is my life from this day forward. I don't care what they do and say about me. That's not my business. Amen. Yeah, but ain't nobody loves me. That ain't none of your business whether anybody loves you or not. God didn't put you here to gather up people to love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is your business to love them.
Amen.
It is not based on what they can do for you or what they have done to you. I ain't got much time. I'm going to get this straight to you. Understand? We ain't going to play church about this anymore.
Amen.
There's more to this than Christmas cards and birthday greetings and promise cards. Let us love one another. This ain't no pity patty church game. No, bless the Lord God Almighty. This is a commandment from the commander-in-chief. It is a direct order. So quit crabbing around about it. Stand up before God, take communion and say, yes, sir. I'll keep this commandment. If I have to swear to my own hurt, I'll change not. And then just put it in your mouth and in your heart. And in your eyes and in your ears.
Yeah.
The problem with it, everybody knows we're supposed to do that, but nobody remembers it when you need to.
Right. That's right.
Why? It ain't in there. Right. Not in your memory. Back off somewhere in Sunday school. That's what the Apostle Peter said when in his letter he wrote and said, we put you in remembrance of the commandment that was given to us by the Master.
Amen.
That you love one another. I stir up, he said, your holy remembrance. It wasn't in their memory. The way you get it in your memory is by believing it and acting out your will to keep that commandment, and you stop and you repent. I don't care if you're in the middle of the grocery store or where you are. You violate that commandment of love. You stop right where you are. Sir, I repent of that. I get that out right now. I'm not going one more second with that. I repent and I receive my forgiveness. I believe, I will. I take it now. I have it and I thank you for it and I forgive. Oh, glory.
Amen.
You put a stop to it. And whoever it was you barked out at, turn around and say, would you please forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any business talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Go on about your business. Amen. Now, rooted and grounded in love, now what's the next step? May be able to comprehend. Whoa. Not just understand. Comprehend. The word here is working knowledge.
No matter what is going on in the world, recession, devastation, family trouble, disease, believers have a tool at their side that can change everything. Prayer. God always answers prayer, and He desires that we be people whose prayers get results. How to get your prayers answered 10-day spiritual action plan, the latest Lifeline kit from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is an easy-to-use collection designed to help you learn how to pray with confidence and stop all doubt. It has Kenneth Copeland Ministries' most comprehensive book on the subject of prayer and is filled with practical steps, scriptures to stand on, and thought-provoking devotional questions. This Lifeline kit also contains a CD of prayers that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland prayed just for you, faith and action cards to carry with you or share with others, worship songs to keep your heart and mind focused, and a bonus teaching DVD of strong word-based messages. Your life will change when you know the keys. Renew your mind and discover how to get your prayers answered today. Start the new year in the Word with How to Get Your Prayers Answered, your 10-day spiritual action plan by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Order yours today for just $19.99 and enjoy a special savings of 20%. This product is part of a Lifeline series and is designed to help guide you into biblical and spiritual truths about prayer. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org/tvspecial. For other resources by Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
My name's Todd Anderson, and this is my wife, Cindy Anderson. And we've been with Kenneth Copeland Ministries for 14 years, and we're from Grand Island, Nebraska.
We've been married January 1st, it'll be 25 years. And what we have learned is you stand on the Word of God. It doesn't matter what the circumstances, what happens, emotions are not what controls you. You control your emotions. The Word of God is truth.
But a few years ago, you had an opportunity where your life was threatened, Todd. Tell me about what happened to you.
Yeah. I was up behind my grandparents. We go up there and we go prairie dog hunting, but I was up there hunting rattlesnakes. And I seen this rattlesnake, and it was a prairie rattler. And this rattlesnake was about 3 foot long. I've never seen one this big. And I went after it with my two shovels, and it severed his head, but it didn't completely cut it off. That's where I made my mistake.
Cindy, come quick!
And I laid that shovel down. You know what? You should never lay your weapon down in the enemy's camp. And when I reached down to pick that shovel up to finish cutting that head off, that snake with a partially severed head turned around and he got me on the end of my finger. Right on the tip of my finger.
Did you get bit?
Yes, I did get bit.
I was praying in the spirit all the way there. Just praying in the spirit. I mean, there was not a lot of talking. There was just a lot of prayer. So we went to Imperial, and they only had, I think it was 2 vials of the anti-venom. And so then from Imperial, Nebraska, they life-lighted him to North Platte. And from North Platte, they took him to Poudre Valley in Colorado.
And when I got from Imperial to North Platte, my arm swelled up. This finger was about this big around, you guys, and it was already turning jet black, purple, ugly, ugly looking finger. But that swelling was going up here. Well, I ended up going through 26 vials of anti-snake venom. That's how many vials. And it scared them at North Platte because they thought that they was gonna have to amputate my finger. But then they was looking at that swelling and they was worried about my arm, that they was gonna have to amputate my arm. Well, Cindy, in the meantime, got on board and started praying. And she called Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
We agreed in faith. We knew that they would be agreeing with us in faith for believing for complete healing. They always give us scriptures and they stand with us. And when you hang up that phone, your faith just soars because you know somebody else is on that other line praying with you, standing in agreement, and they don't give up.
Cindy and Todd received the answers to their prayers as Todd was treated by the most qualified doctor, who was also a Christian, and he did not require any surgery. His miraculous recovery took just about a week, and his finger is restored and functions perfectly. On the very day that he was released from the hospital, Todd made one more trip alone to confront any lingering fears. The Andersons refuse to give place to the enemy. They know that he is defeated, and that along with their partners at KCM, they can declare the victory.
And we know Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners, and they pray in faith. So every day we know they are praying for us, and every day we in turn are praying for them as well. And I believe what is on Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's ministry has come on us through our marriage. We've grown closer. How this rattlesnake bite, how he's got his whole, all of his body parts. He didn't lose an arm, he didn't lose a finger. He came away totally restored.
Don't settle. Don't settle for anything in your life. You get it all. Get it all. If healing, then make sure you get all of that healing. If it's restoration, get it all. If it's that job you've been waiting for, wait until you get it all. Yep. And give him the testimony.
You've got to have a word from God on this, and it does change your life forever. It really does. So we're just really thankful.
Now, there's something that that came out in that testimony that we just watched that really struck me, and I want to leave this strong in your thinking. You remember when Todd and Cindy said, we, in case there was any lingering fear, man, they headed straight into that convention and got involved in that power flow of the Word of God. I'm convinced that this is part of what the Word was talking about when it said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Mm-hmm. Get in there. Very close friend of ours, their son was killed in the service in the military in Afghanistan. And within days after they got the news of that, they headed right into Terry's session on prayer, and that powerful prayer meeting that she conducted and was part of in Canada. And they went up there and got in that. And by the time they came out of that meeting, I want you to know Satan was in deep trouble, man. I mean, the concentration, total immersion of the Word of God. If you can't do it any other way, and I don't care where you are, you may be way up in the mountain someplace. You get your CDs, you get your DVDs, you lock yourself up in there for a month if it takes it, and you don't get anything but the Word. You just totally immerse yourself in it, and faith cometh by hearing.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Now, let me tell you this. Get hold of this. This is part of that. And immersing yourself in how to get your prayers answered, a 10-day spiritual action plan. You follow this, and you do exactly what this leads you to do in the Bible, and reading and studying and working with this. And I'll guarantee you, in 10 days, you'll look back and think, my gracious, look how this has changed in only 10 days' time. Amen. So, KCM.org, a lot of powerful things. You can go back and watch the broadcast again and again and again on KCM.org. We bless you. We don't want you to miss tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK.